Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what happens in Parshas Vayigash?
Well, Joseph and his brothers are reunited, if we can use that word. For Joseph, it's a reunion. For the brothers, it's a shock. Here are people who thought they had done the right thing, who had overcome, so to speak, their family emotions, who for decades had seen their father mourn and did not break their agreement, their compact, that they wouldn't tell him what happened, because they saw Joseph as being the greatest threat to family continuity that they had. And they felt that halachically, morally, in every way possible, they were right. The only thing that they had regrets about is maybe they shouldn't have been so cruel about it. Should have found a nicer way to get rid of him, so to speak. But on the basic point that he had to be gotten rid of, that we had to get him out of the family, that they had no regrets whatsoever.
That's the opinion of Chazal.
That's the opinion of Chazal, and then we see that from the verses in the Torah itself. They said, oh, we heard that, he pleaded with us and we didn't listen to him. So they felt that they're being punished because they were cruel. He pleaded with us and, we should have found a nice way to sell him, to get him out of here. And instead, we dumped them in a pit with snakes and scorpions and we let the Midianites pick them up and the Yishmaelim and the,
They didn't actually know exactly what happened.
No, they know exactly what happened, but they figured he's gone. Right. All of a sudden, here's this man. Now, when you look at it backwards, with the gift of hindsight, Joseph gave them a million clues on the way. Should have figured out what's going on here. But they are so convinced that they're right. When I was a lawyer, we used to have a memo that was passed around that said, don't confuse me with the facts, my mind is made up. And that is a great motto, because we see that throughout the world. My mind is made up, so that's it, right? And ideologically, whatever, it's got to be this way. The fact that it isn't this way, the fact that everything shouts that it's not this way, that doesn't change people's minds. They're still going ahead at the same thing. We see it here in this country, the politics on both sides of the spectrum. Like nothing happened here in the last 10 years. And throughout the world, I'm always amazed, for instance, Russia has never apologized for being the Soviet Union. It never said, we're sorry that tens and tens of millions of people were killed by us for no reason.
In the gulags.
The gulags. 18 million people went through the gulags. I mean, Hitler is a piker compared to Stalin and Brezhnev and all of these guys. I mean, all the anti-Semitism in the world was fueled by the Soviet Union, was sponsored and paid for, and they're still at it. And they're not sorry. They don't have to say a word, because they were right. It didn't work, but they were right. And if you're unable to see past that, so that's why in the Chumash it says, in the Torah it says, that when Yosef revealed himself, he said, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, lo yochlu echov lano, so the brothers had no response, ki nivhalu miponov. It was so traumatic, because all of a sudden the 22 years that they thought was a positive thing now ends up being a negative thing. The act that they were most proud of, now they're most ashamed of. What they thought was good comes out to be bad. Mm-hmm. And that's hard for people to take that. So therefore they really had no answer for him, with nothing they could say. And I think that you'll see throughout the Torah that they never really They can never, I don't know if they can reconcile themselves to Joseph. They can never really reconcile themselves to what happened there. They don't talk about it. They don't discuss it again. And as long as Jacob is alive, they certainly don't talk about it. And even after he dies, then they tell Joseph a lie that our father said that you should treat us nicely because, you know, because we're one family, which he never said.
And the Torah doesn't really discuss what Yaakov asked them with regard to...
No, what happened.
What happened.
Well, that's going to be next week's brilliant...
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
That's right. Brilliant Torah comment here. So that's really a tremendous, tremendous lesson on human nature and on the problems of human nature and how, in spite of everything, we have to try to overcome that. You have to be able to face facts and to say I was wrong and to be able to say I was wrong and to move on. But if you keep on holding on to, you know, to what was, you know, I was right. The fact the whole thing collapsed doesn't make a difference, right? You know, communism is great, but the fact that it doesn't work, you know, the kibbutzim here in Israel are facing that crisis now. The kibbutzim are going under left and right. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that way of life is to be a kibbutz. So we have to really be smarter than that, more practical than that. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to say... if we're faced with Ani Yosef, that I'm Yosef and I was wrong, we have to be able to say I was wrong. We have to be able to change our course. We have to be able to be practical. That's what the Torah wants from us.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parsha V'Yigash. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.